Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Welcome to issue 44 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And I got a whole lot of toys.
What'd you get?
I got a hella big toy.
Literally?
Yeah. We will get to it. And I also got a toy that immediately sent Justin off to eBay. Sorry, Chev.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of spousal apology thing here, because quite often I hear the, oh, I got a text from Justin and he found this and this and this and I have to go buy it. I don't think that happens the other way too much, Justin, so ha-ha.
Ha-ha-ha. And we're this close to San Diego Comic-Con, too, so I'm sure you guys will be able to commiserate, and Arnie and I will be in big trouble by the time it's over.
Yeah, it's dangerous when the wives get together.
It is. It's a little nerve-wracking.
Let's conspire to not make that happen unless it's at the strip club with the superhero strippers. We have to do that this year!
Yes, we do.
But first, let's talk some balls in our
The Spectacular Store Report.
Because
I got you a big ball today.
Marjorie came home with big balls.
I did.
She had big balls at work for a while.
Mm-hmm. Everybody held the big balls.
Well, we are, of course, talking about Tybini balls. But that's balls with a Z, lest it be dirty.
No. Yeah, that's the only thing that's been dirty this whole time is the name of it, right?
At Toy Fair, we talked with the representatives from Ty about their new line of Marvel collectibles, the Beanie Balls, and we were at a mall and one of those kiosks that has a plethora of stuffed animals that exist solely to get people on their first date to buy a gift for their loved one and impress them about how free willy with their money and how caring they are by displaying their love through an overpriced stuffed collectible, happened to be the first place I spotted Beanie Balls. But it was a tiny ball. We picked it up. Get a text message from our friend Ryan, who might be into a little bit of Marvel hype post-Avengers.
However, he also collects the other Beanie Balls.
Oh, he does.
He has a big collection of those.
I didn't realize he was so into balls.
Wow. I can't even interject here.
Well, we get this text, and it's a giant ball of Spider-Man. And I'm like, that looks bigger than my ball. And I need the big one. So I sent Marjorie in to get the ball.
It's a woman's job.
It is a woman's job. So I went to the Hallmark store, which is where he found it. And this is a Hallmark store that's right by my office, and I frequent it. And I got to know the little old ladies that work there, because Hallmark only hires old ladies for some reason. Maybe that's the only people that want to work there. But they were so excited to sell this second Spider-Man ball when they just put these out last night, and they already sold both the Spider-Man ones in less than 12 hours. They were going to order more Spider-Man balls.
You've skewed their entire inventory tracking system.
I have. And so now there's going to be two big Spider-Man balls down at Hallmark, and they're not going to sell.
There's going to be meetings at the Thai Corporation trying to figure out what the hell's going on in the middle of Illinois.
I was surprised, though, because the little one was $10. I was really afraid that this one was going to be in the $50 price range. No, it was just $20.
So what is this? This is just that bigger version of the balls, like same design and everything, just like beach ball size?
This one has the mirrored eyes, so this, I believe, is the more amazing Spider-Man tie-in because of the mirrored eyes, whereas the small one has white eyes. I remember seeing this variant at Toy Fair. I mean, these are just really soft, plushy animals, but they're kind of cool because they're like Weebles, because they say throw them, toss them, drop them, they always land on their feet. They're heavily weighted at the bottom, so that if you try to set them sideways, they roll upright.
Oh. They've got beanies in the bottom.
So, yeah, like Weeble Wobbles.
Yeah.
They weeble and they wobble, but they don't fall down.
Correct.
Nice.
I had them at my office. Every single person said, what have you got? Because I came in carrying this big Hallmark bag, and I pull that Spider-Man, this giant rotund Spider-Man. They go, oh! People took turns carrying him around like a baby.
Now, if you chucked him at somebody, would it hurt?
No, he's very soft.
Depends on how hard you chucked him.
Okay.
I think that the smaller one would hurt more than the bigger one. The bigger one, you know, it's not very aerodynamic. I don't think you could get much weight behind it.
You could try, though. You could try.
Speaking of things that don't fall down, last episode we talked about Bonkazonks, and Marjorie has this impressive MODOK collection, and there was a MODOK Bonkazonk, and so the problem with Bonkazonks and this MODOK one is they are normally blind packaged, and so I felt for sure I just have to eventually eBay one, but there are certain packs that show you the Bonkazonks you're getting, and when I found one that had MODOK, I decided I had to buy the 4-pack.
Yep, he's super cute and looks like he's deformed.
And one of our listeners, who I mentioned last show, Jimmy, we kind of dissed Bonkazonks on the last show. He goes, well, you never played with them. You hadn't bought any. So it's hard to judge until you have them in your hand. Well, now I have 4 in my hand. I got Ghost Rider.
Which happened to be convenient for you.
Yeah, it's nice that Ghost Rider, one of my favorite characters, was in with MODOK, one of yours. Hawkeye, kind of a cool one. And then there's a mystery character, and the mystery character turned out to be Justin, this one should almost be sent to you de facto. It's the translucent invisible woman.
Hey, all right. So it's just like a clear piece of Bonkazonk plastic?
Yeah.
Or does she have some features?
Eyes.
Bonkazonks, I've noticed, all have like these crazy one big eye, one small eye. Like they've all had a stroke.
They do.
So did you read over the rules? Do you have any idea what to do with them now?
It's like Outback Steakhouse. There's no rules. It's just right.
You're supposed to knock them down or bang them around or stack them. They are virtually impossible to stack, though. I mean, they do not want to stand atop each other. And I defy anyone to try to get more than 2 high. I thought maybe they were well suctioned or something where they'd stack real easy. But no, it's this delicate, you see, Jenga balancing act that's going to just result in Marjorie now playing with them the entire show and giving us
you
this wonderful crashing sound.
They really look like little projectiles to me. I mean, the way they have, like, the bullet-sized head and then, like, the tab at the back, like, I almost want to, like, fashion a slingshot or something and just, like, fling them across the room.
The Invisible Woman shows that it actually does look very much like a bullet, because it has a giant piece of metal in the end to weight it. You know, again, like a Weeble, it's not going to lay on its side. It's going to... Please stop.
Okay.
It's going...
I was going to prove you wrong.
Every calamity proves me more right.
Yeah.
It has this big clump of metal in the tip so that it stays pointed downward, and it really does look bullet-like.
It's a dome-shaped washer.
Here's my problem with them. Like, beyond the shape of them and the questions of what to do with them, it should be a head, you know? The object should be a head, and they should use that as the canvas. Instead, it looks like they took some existing artwork and just kind of cropped out the character's head and wrapped it around there without it having any rhyme or reason to the shape that it's going on to. It almost looks like those Easter egg things where you slip it over and shrink it on there.
Yeah, I was going to actually use the analogy of the egg wrappers on this, because that's exactly what it is. What you have is this bullet shape molded in a solid plastic. I do believe, because of the crazy eyes, this is new art. They have somebody designing and drawing these Bonkazonks so that they all look like one has a giant eye and one has a tiny eye.
They're also, like, not straight on. Like, the headshots are, you know, a 3/4 view.
I think that's why the eyes are bigger and smaller. It's one eye supposed to be further away, but it, again, just comes off looking deformed.
Like, the Iron Man headquarters set that they have everywhere, that's a good example of the way to do it. It's a straight-on shot, you know, and it looks like the case is actually his head. Some of these other ones just look like there's somebody looking through a glass in the middle of there.
That's a good way of describing it. I'm just really unimpressed, though, that all it is this little plastic wrapper taped onto a solid piece of plastic with a metal in it for as much as they're charging. So now that I've actually bought them, I can say with full resounding assurance I dislike them. But you have your MODOK.
I do. That's what I was going to say. I have my other MODOK collectible.
Bonkazonks. What was that game show where if you picked the wrong thing, they gonked you or they zonked you?
No whammies. I know no whammies.
Yeah, but I think it was like, let's make a deal or something like that, where the thing that you didn't want to get was a zonk or a gonk. I don't remember.
Gonk is a droid in Star Wars.
Gonk. Well, I think these things are just zonks.
So these are really, really bad toys. Don't buy them.
So let's talk about good toys. Let's talk about Hasbro toys. So Justin's Facebook post sent me to our TJ Maxx time and time again.
TJ Maxx has been getting some decent stuff.
Those words aren't uttered very often.
No, that's very true. Very true. I mean, we almost predicted this a long time ago that line of Iron Man Armored Avenger figures would eventually show up at TJ Maxx or Marshall's or those other discount stores. And to be honest with you, when I saw them, I almost left them there because I forgot. It's been so long that I was like, oh yeah, I do need these still. It's been 2 years since they previewed them, but never found them. I was pretty excited to see, you know, some of the Iron Man figures I'd never seen before, you know, like the light up War Machine, which is pretty cool, and the completely transparent Iron Man Inferno armor, and then a whole bunch of repaints. But it took me quite a few TJ Maxx runs to quite a few different towns to be able to put together a full set, but eventually I found every single figure in that wave distributed amongst the Midwest TJ Maxx chains.
So after giving me crap for buying cases of these repaints, you went to how many towns to get every repaint?
Only three different towns. So whatever savings I had by buying them at $5.99 each, I'm sure I blew on gas money.
But it's actually the thrill of the hunt. I completely understand that. I didn't even need any of them, but I'm like, maybe there's a hammer drone! And so off to TJ Maxx I go, but at least it wasn't a waste. I got you the gold Iron Man you needed.
Awesome, yeah, the C-3PO Iron Man that I've been looking forward to. And I did. I came across a couple hammer drones. I was able to pick one up for you and one for me. So all in all, I think it was well worth the trip. Even though the hammer drone isn't all that exciting once you get your hands on them, it's nice to have them. Because it's basically just a new head on the existing, I think it was the air drone from Iron Man 2.
Yeah, but it bugged me because I had two of every drone because of how they were packaged, except that one.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. And in the meantime, you know, looking at a lot of these TJ Maxxes, I was seeing some Captain America figures here and there. And that's a little less exciting because those are still pretty much sitting on the shelves at all the other retailers. But I did come across some that were harder to find. I found Crossbones, which I haven't seen in a while on the pegs. And I also found Red Skull in his comic variant colors. You remember that brighter green with the white gloves and all that?
Mm-hmm. I remember. Somebody had to help me out by mailing me that. I don't remember if it was you or somebody else now, but I never saw it in stores. Also, when I was at TJ Maxx, I saw the Captain America vehicles, and, you know, I bought that entire $40 rolling transport just so Cap could have a motorcycle. Well, it's now $16 at TJ Maxx. That's a far better price for a motorbike.
Yep, that's the one that you got way too early in the game.
It was the very first Cap figure I saw, and I just wanted it.
Beyond that, you know, I've checked out Marshalls and all that stuff, because Marshalls seems to get the same stuff as TJ Maxx a lot of times. I think they're the same company, just different names. And I've yet to see any action figures in the 3 3/4 inch scale at Marshalls, but they did have the previous line of 6 inch Spider-Man figures laying about for right around $8. And that's that line that, you know, has been sitting there forever. But they do have a few good little characters in there. Like if you're into Venom or Lizard, I think you have the Lizard one, don't you, Arnie?
I do. I actually have both Venom and Lizard, and also got Carnage. And on one of those trips to TJ Maxx, they were $6.99 here. I got both Blue and Red and Black and Red Spider-Man, just to have a couple different of those outfits.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's the nice thing about them. You know, it's $6-7. You can't go wrong at a 6-inch scale. Some of them are a little goofy. There's a Scuba one that doesn't look all that well articulated, and some other goofier ones like that. But if you're looking for a decent Venom or a decent Lizard, those are very nicely priced there.
You talk about all these discount stores. Do you have an Ollie's Bargain Outlet near you?
Who's a what now?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering. What the heck is that?
I don't know, but one of our Facebook users posted a picture. He found some hard-to-find Thor figures at Ollie's Bargain Outlet. Now, this is the Destroyer with the light-up, and Hogan, and Volstagg, King Laufey. All of these figures were at Ollie's Bargain Outlet. And you think your price is good, Justin. How would you feel about finding those figures for $1.29 apiece?
Whoa, that's pretty crazy. Those are some hard-to-find figures. Makes me want to go to Ollie's Bargain Outlet. I'm looking online here, and it seems to be Let's see here. Delaware, Kentucky, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia.
Yeah, mostly east, it looks like. It looks like the closest thing to us would be Ohio.
Maybe Tennessee, depending on where.
Knoxville's not far from us, but I don't think we need to drive just for cheap Thor toys.
That I already have, yeah. Probably not.
That's the Sith wave.
It is.
Don't. No. Justin.
I have a Sith open and on card as a spare, so no, I don't need to drive to Tennessee or Ohio looking. But if you have an Ollie's Bargain Outlet near you and you wanted some of those Thor figures, or even if you haven't, how can you pass them up at
$1.29? Good stuff, cheap! What the hell was that?
That must have been Ollie's Bargain Outlet. Did you hear that?
Yes, very, very well.
Oh my god, this is the most obnoxious website ever. All right, leaving Ollie's Bargain Outlet site. Yeah, $1.29 each. You can't beat that. That's almost giving them away at that point, especially for that Destroyer, which is very hard to find.
Yeah, I completely agree. For newer stuff, Walmart is really the place to hit. The cooler effect is somewhat working. While Hawkeye and Hulk still seem to be a little bit elusive, the rest of the Avengers 6-inch Legends are restocking, and even I have seen 4 of the 6.
Ooh, that means it is working then. Yeah, I've been seeing quite a few. Like, if I picked up the Hulk every time that I saw him, I'd probably have a stack of 7 or 8 Hulks at this point. But, you know, it's good to see that they're continuing to ship and that people are getting a chance to get their hands on them, because it's stuff like this that really send collectors over the edge and eventually to eBay and spending way too much on a figure that you could probably play a little bit of a longer game and end up finding.
Why do I get the feeling you're talking about me in a roundabout fashion?
I don't think I'm talking directly about you. Maybe just your ilk, your kind.
But there's only one, right? There's only one cooler.
Yeah, he's the only one with the power. So. But yeah, if you still haven't found them at Walmart yet and you're looking fairly frequently, I'd say don't give up just yet. That seems like they're still shipping and each Walmart is getting some shipments here and there. Don't turn to eBay just yet. Give yourself a couple more weeks and see if they don't show up.
So now you're basically putting me on a poster and saying, don't be like him. Like, what was that ad? Like, don't...
Isn't that like DirecTV or something?
Oh, yeah, DirecTV. That's right. Yeah, don't... If you do this, this happens, and if this happens, then you end up watching something with Charlie Sheen. Yes, you are the cooler, and I don't know that if my advice gets any further than your ears, that we will continue to get the payoffs of the cooler. So I'm actually talking more to our listeners and hoping that you're ignoring me at this point, because you provide quite the service for all of us.
Well, I continue to provide that service, and we'll talk about it in our next segment.
Sales to Astonish!
I have done some online shopping the past few weeks. Now, Hasbro Toy Shop did announce a coupon if you're looking to buy any Avengers or Spider-Man toys. They don't have very many, but if they have something you don't, you can use code SUMMER10, SUMMER10, to get 10% off and free shipping if your order's over $50. And you might want to keep your eye on that site, because I got in this week an order I placed at ToysRUs.com for the Helicarrier.
Ooh, very nice. So you say you got this from ToysRUs.com?
Yes. They had put it online just a couple weeks ago for $69.99. And knowing that the Sentinel and Galactus, we saw them in stores and pretty regularly, but they were more hit or miss than a guarantee. And the fact that it was online already and there was free shipping, I decided to just go ahead and order this and get the bird in my hand, almost literally there. Because I have to say, the Helicarrier, I'm putting this thing together, and I cannot recall being this giddy about a toy since I was like 8 and putting together Castle Grayskull on Christmas Day.
That's what you want a toy to do, though, isn't it?
It is. I wanted this excitement, but the fact that it was so big, and I was just so enamored with having a toy this large. I think I might have felt this excited also when Hasbro put out their giant AT-AT a couple years ago when I was putting it together, but it is such a rare feeling to just have that childlike sense of wonder at a giant piece of plastic as you take it out of the box.
You understand, yesterday afternoon was spent with Arnie having this sprawled out over the kitchen table, very surgically applying the decals.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. How big is the decal sheet? How many stickers are there to put on?
About 3 hours worth.
I spent 3 hours doing it. You would probably go much quicker. You have artistic skill where I have none. There are 30 different decal numbers, but for some of the numbers, there are 4 or 6 of them, and you have to put in different places. So I would say there are a minimum of 50 decals to apply.
Oh, see, yeah, that would take me 3 days to do, because that's one place where I get so uber anal about it, because it's like, these are permanent. If you get it on there wrong, yes, it's going to be messed up.
Yes. I had to buy him special tweezers for it.
Very good. Yeah, I use an X-Acto knife, and then, you know, you get it in where you're going, but that would drive me nuts. That's way too many stickers.
And I'm going to warn you, the 67 on it, they are not giant sheets, and they tear very easily. I actually tore both my 6 and my 7, but I was able to line it up really well for its final application. But when taking those off the decal sheets, be really careful.
Now, a lot of times on these type of toys, there's a little bit of like a relief molding there to show you the shape and where the sticker's supposed to go. Is there a lot of that, or is this just kind of like, here's the area, put the decal here-ish?
Here's the area, put the decal here-ish. We had our friend Ryan, who was the one who told us about the spider balls, over here, and I'm like, Ryan, I need a second opinion. Where do you think this arrow is pointing? The biggest help, believe it or not, was our own site. I Googled for images, and then I should have stopped, you know, like Dorothy. Next time, not go further than our own backyard. Because Marjorie's photos at Toy Fair were a lifesaver to see on the prototype there where the hell the stickers went. I have taken copious photos now to help my research benefit others. Although I will say I intentionally put one on differently than Hasbro. Because one of the stickers, and they did this on the Quinjet too, I find this hilarious, that they added, Justin, I don't know how often you fly. We fly pretty regularly, mostly for cons, and we always get wing seats. And I'm always looking out the window, and I just find it very funny that they have spray painted on the wing, no step.
Yep.
And not like, don't step here, just no step.
No step.
I'm fascinated by that. I had to apply like a half dozen no step decals to the helicarrier.
I would assume that if you've made it far enough in your career to be a crew member on the helicarrier, that would be pretty much day one stuff. It's like, all right, we're going to go around this thing a few times and show you where you can step and where you can't step. That way we don't have to mark it.
Yeah, there were a bunch of those, a bunch of keep clear. It's a lot of safety decals. One of the decals is a fire extinguisher. The other is a first aid kit. A lot of danger signs. One I did put on backwards intentionally, though. On the outside of, like, the toe thing, on the edge of the ship is a sign that says, keep clear. And on the box, it's pointed away from the ship. So the only person who would be able to read it would be somebody like Iron Man floating next to the ship. I'm like, this sign has to be for people on the ship. So I rotated that decal so that people on the ship could read it.
It only makes sense.
The rest of them, I went pretty much like the picture said, like the box said, but it is a ton of warning decals, safety decals, a few shield emblems. The number 67, leading Ryan to ask, are there 66 others? Do you need to buy 66 more?
No.
only you would ask that question.
No, Ryan asked that question.
I think he might be messing with you.
The reason I don't have to is because they don't give me decals 1 through 9 so I could number them properly.
So, okay, that was the decals. How much assembly is required on this beast?
I was surprised how little assembly was really needed. It comes in basically 2 big pieces, the front and the back, and you just slide it together. And Marjorie had this idea that maybe you could buy multiples and elongate this thing, and maybe that's how they're giving us the longer one at San Diego Comic-Con. But no, It's tab A, slot B. But this leads Marjorie to a good conclusion.
I think that you could buy multiple of the Comic-Con ones and make a super long hella carrier.
Like, you think there's an insert piece between A and B that is what is giving it the extra length?
Uh-huh. Mm. I think it's, the reason they're making it a foot longer is there's a special insert that it's going to be the same ends, but there's just going to be longer middle. I've looked at the picture a few times. So I think you could buy two of them and add 2 feet to it.
Interesting. And then just have a regular helicarrier. Have one super long helicarrier and one regular size one.
Yep.
And two Maria Hills that you can then send me one of, because you don't need two Maria Hills, so.
I don't really care about those.
It's an interesting thought that makes me really wonder. I don't know if that's true, but it would make sense, because I got thinking about the logic. They wouldn't remold the whole thing, and this does have a distinct protrusion on the back that goes into the front. If they put a middle piece, the front of the middle piece would have to match the back, so you could continually do it. The only place where you may fail is if they don't add more landing gear. This has two pieces of black landing gear. You could end up with some sag.
You're going to get some sag. You're going to have a few hop-ons. It also looks like the Comic-Con one is molded in a darker gray plastic.
That is my take as well, as it is a variant color. This one's very blue, very toy blue, you know?
Toy blue-gray?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to getting the darker one at Comic-Con. I think the Comic-Con one is superior in every way. No pressure, folks. Plus, this only comes with a real crappy Cap figure. I guess I'll call him Cappy.
Crappy.
He has the total of 5 points of articulation and a really bad paint job.
Yeah, and when I try to sit him in the cockpit, his knees don't bend, and so it was a little tricky.
Okay, I'm doing a side-by-side comparison here, because I'm interested to see what the differences are before buying them. And I think you're right, Marjorie. There is an extra set of guns in between the two engines on the Comic-Con version.
Mm-hmm.
And the engines are separate pieces that snap on, but one snaps onto the front piece and one snaps onto the back piece. So that makes sense that would be the insert there.
That looks to be the big difference. And a different deck gun from the looks of it. So these are going to be different enough to own both of them, I think. When I first heard about this, I was thinking the Comic-Con one might be a pass, especially with the retail version one, having not been seen yet. Because you're the first person I've heard to actually have this thing in hand outside of, you know, seeing it at Toy Fair or at the cons. So now we can finally make some informed decisions about these things.
Here's what I can say about it. It's loaded with play features. It's got the guns on the side that shoot the arrows. It's got this little rotating gun that actually pops off. It's supposed to be its own separate flying vehicle. It's got a cockpit in it. It's really lame if you take it off of there, because it doesn't even sit on its own because it's so misweighted to the side. It's got the crane in the back. It's got this trap door that, you know, I think the trap door is supposed to represent the cage that Thor fell in, and little kids will just remember Thor fell out of the helicarrier and won't remember how, and a trapdoor is a good way as any.
Yeah, I mean, as collectors, for years and years, we've been asking for playsets, and this is as close to a playset as we're going to get. So I got to hand it to Hasbro for doing that, because at the end of the day, it's a big, long piece of plastic. You know, there's not a whole bunch to it. It doesn't look like the type of thing where, I don't know, you tell me, on the bottom, is there a handle like the Millennium Falcon or anything has where you can actually hold it and fly around with it? Or is it too heavy and cumbersome for that type of play?
It's not too heavy in my mind. It might be very heavy for a six-year-old.
I think it's something that you're going to set on the ground and sit around and play on and not carry it around and try to fly it.
Yeah, there's no handle on the bottom. And honestly, every time I've carried it, I've nicked a wall. I mean, the thing's as wide as a hallway. It is truly 3 feet. And while it does go down a hallway, you go like that 1 inch to the left and you're hearing the scrape of a gun against a wall. And am I more worried about the gun or the wall? Let's not go there.
Walls can be replaced real easy. Helicarriers, that's a different story.
The thing is, what I wanted this for weren't the play features. I usually just toy with those, no pun intended, and then I'm done with it. I wanted this as a display piece. Now, you can see in the pictures in the Enhanced podcast or on our website, I did buy a Quinjet to put on my helicarrier, and that took another hour of decaling. But it fits! I mean, that's the cool thing, is it fits. But the bad thing is, you see in the movie, two land and have tons and tons of room to spare. Here, the wings are already hanging over the sides of the helicarrier.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going for true scale, this isn't even close. I mean, just look at the engines. I mean, Iron Man was flying around the edge of one of those engines trying to stop it. And these, you could just, you know, hop over with the size of the figures compared to the engines here.
I thought the exact same thing, which is why I posed Iron Man right next to the engine. I'm like, there's no way he's fitting in there.
It's more like a fan, but, you know.
But what I really wanted this for, what excited me at Toy Fair, was the thought of having this as a display piece for the figures. Now, it says on the box, holds 16 figures, and there are footholds all around and little chairs you can put them in and compartments where you can hide them and things. But I think if you're a collector who has a bunch of figures, you could easily get, if you use some figure stands, so because you're going to run out of pegs, you could easily get like 30 figures on here.
Yeah, there's plenty of floor space, it looks like. And you got a good handful of them on there, even with the Quinjet on there, too.
I had 6 figures, and I had plenty of room to pose them and things. And we just moved not too long ago, so still a lot of my Marvel Universe figures are still boxed up. So I just grabbed some of the Avengers figures I had lying around and put them out there and put a Quinjet on there. And the Iron Man that came with the Quinjet and the Cap that came with the Helicarrier. And a movie Spider-Man, because, hey, he's in the movies, right? He's an Avenger. I'm reading Avengers versus X-Men. He's involved. So I think this is great, and I'm just so excited at getting one at Comic-Con also, because I think that's what figures need, is a good display, and this beats anything else hands down, because it's a freaking helicarrier.
Yeah, what you've done here is you've really piqued my interest in the San Diego Comic-Con version. I was super excited when they announced this retail version, and then a little bit meh about the San Diego Comic-Con version, but now I've switched it around. I think I'm going to make sure I get in line for the exclusive one.
Yeah, I think that there's no doubt that I was wanting one to keep mint in box and one to open, but now Marjorie's idea of a super long one makes me think I may need a couple of them.
I just, looking at the Comic-Con version, it's already assembled in the box, and I don't know what type of tabs these are, if they're the type that once you put them in, they're not coming back out without breaking them.
Oh, it comes right back apart. Everything comes back apart.
Okay.
But if it comes pre-decaled, that's worth an extra $20 premium right there.
Well, we'll talk about the price of it a little later on. I think it's a $40 or $50 service at this point, but... Ooh. We'll get there.
But I do love the helicarrier. The Quinjet's kind of cool, too. It's got some play features, like some hidden guns and things on it. If you're getting a helicarrier, I think you need a Quinjet, even if it does come with crappy Iron Man.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it before. You're not buying these vehicles for the figures. I mean, you're going to have a better version of every one of these figures they come with.
But I mentioned I got this at Toys R Us with free shipping, and this was $69.99. Well, for free shipping at Toys R Us, you have to have an order of $75 or more. So I picked up an impulse item. I got Spider Spud, the Mr. Potato Head Amazing Spider-Man.
And I thought we already owned him.
This is the new one from Amazing Spider-Man. He's got the bigger spider and the bigger eyes.
We do own it. It's just a repaint, re-outfitted.
Yeah, I mean, he's got totally different parts. Mm-hmm. It's a different costume. We have the Tobey Maguire Spud. He's kind of cool. I always thought the fun about a Mr. Potato Head was you could swap the parts on him, though. Like, he'd come with googly eyes and glasses and a mustache. This guy comes with just enough to make Spider Spud, and that is it.
Huh. I don't get that.
He has the open butt where you could put extra parts, but he doesn't come with extra parts.
And you have to strip him down to get to the butt.
Yeah. It's just a body sock he's wearing. You know, as Dennis Leary calls it, a unitard.
Yeah, I've never been into the Potato Heads as a collectible. I mean, I can see them as cute and everything like that, but I don't know. This one, like you said, they did it before with the Spider-Man where it's the outfit that slips over him rather than having all the other parts. But to me, you're right. A Mr. Potato Head should have interchangeable parts and the less molded on things to make it another character is where it starts to lose me.
Yeah, this one, I'm lukewarm on it. It's kind of cute. The eyes, I'm not sure they entirely work as the one piece that's removable on his body. But again, it was a wash. It was basically free because shipping was going to be $10. He was $10. I'd rather have a spider spud than just give the money to the shipping company.
He's right.
Yeah. And looking at his outfit, they did a pretty good job on the material. I mean, they put the little detail of the dots and all the lines and everything on there. So it's not cheap looking or anything.
And then I also got in the mail this week something that I had forgotten about. You sent me a link so long ago where they had the Fantastic Four 3-pack with the completely translucent Invisible Woman figure. And sure enough, that showed up at my doorstep just today, the day we're recording.
You know, here's what's shocking about it. We've been hearing about this variant for a long time. A long time. Like, I think even before the Future Foundation set, we had heard rumors of a partially transparent Invisible Woman. And even the pictures that we saw before, remember when you ordered it? We were under the assumption that it was just partially transparent. Like, it was just part of her arm and part of her leg that were coming out of invisibility. But what you got is something completely different.
Yeah, you see, I was talking to Dan Curto, who was on our show a while ago at Toy Fair, and he had found out about this totally invisible woman at Toy Fair. And he was asking David Vonner, when are we going to get the partially invisible one? And Dave was like, well, don't worry, you're getting the full invisible one. And Dan was like, yeah, but what about the other one that we know is out there? We've seen the pictures. What about that one? People want both. They want the full translucent and the partial translucent. But it looks like this is what we're going to have to live with.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this is, you know, the customizer in me looks at this and thinks, yes, thank you for the clean, no paint app, blank canvas here. Because if I do want a partially painted one, I can do it myself, you know. So that's pretty awesome. But I don't know. It looks, from the pictures, you tell me, it looks like it goes from some really crystal clear plastic to some more cloudy plastic in places. Is it inconsistent?
It is very inconsistent. And my biggest problem with it really is that you can see all of the inner workings. The outer plastic of her is very clear, but you can see the T-bar inside of her. And that's where it's milky. And for some reason, around her shoulder joints, I think that the plastic that's more rubbery that you have to have on a figure to give it posability, they can't get crystal clear, so it's milky, whereas all the rest of her is very clear. To me, she comes off almost as a better Emma Frost than Invisible Woman.
Well, see, that's what's great about it. You're right. There's a lot of potential with just that figure alone. I mean, she does look like Emma Frost gone diamond. And yeah, the joints are always a tricky thing with these translucent figures. And that's why we rarely see them in clear plastic. They're always tinted blue or tinted red. I don't know. I think I could probably look past the joints. But until I have it in hand, I won't know what exactly to do with it. But at this point, I'm very, very jealous of you.
Now, the Mr. Fantastic, the Thing, and the Herbie are all the same, which is good because I think I need to go to the store and buy another Thing. My Thing has two left hands.
What? That's weird.
I'm like, why is Thing's fist all bunked backwards? His thumb's on the... Oh, he has two left hands. Somebody was asleep at the Chinese factory that day.
Oh, what a weird air.
But the others, I'm looking, and I can see no difference in paint tone or anything. If you buy this pack, you're buying it just for Sue Storm here, or Sue Richards, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets me about this. I, as personally not a huge fan of the Fantastic Four, I'm going to have so many Things and so many Reed Richards laying around by the time I get my hands on this. But that's all right, because at the beginning of the line, we end up with four or five different, you know, Johnny Storms. So there's plenty of Fantastic Four teams to be built. I'm looking at your hair on here, Arnie. There might be a slightly different paint app on Reed's hair.
I wasn't sure if his hair might be slightly different. It's about the same. It's not a ton different if it is different.
I'm thinking like just, it looks like there might be some additional lines in there. Before it was just like a gray widow's peak.
And now it's like gray streaked with brown on the side.
Yeah. Still looks like Ricardo Montalban, though.
So that's what actually arrived in the mail. But, man, I've ordered a ton of stuff online just this past 2 weeks, and there's more coming, because Comic-Con, we always talk about how we don't want to ship things home. The helicarriers are going to be problematic to ship, and everything that you get at the con, you know, there's a FedEx right there in the convention center, but they charge premium on top of premium for the convenience of being there.
There's a $10 handling fee right off the bat.
Yeah, there's a $3 thanks for standing in line fee. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous there.
So a lot of stuff has been going up for order from a lot of things that I planned on buying anyway, or when I knew about them planned on buying. And I've ordered so many of them just to be mailed to me at home, and I don't have to worry about it. First, Kotobukiya has announced there's not one, there's not two, but there are three Bishojo statues for Marvel that are limited, and two of which are exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con.
Now, when you say exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con, does that mean you have to go to the con to get them?
Well, obviously not, as I've already ordered two of them to be delivered to my house, because there, it just says non-attendee only, and I don't believe there's a difference between the attendee and non-attendee edition. They just call it the Comic-Con exclusive, where it's sold first at the con, it's sold most at the con. But yeah, I've already ordered the exclusive from Kotobukiya themselves for the con. Is X-23 in her X-Force outfit. It's not entirely her X-Force outfit, as she's still just wearing, like, the bikini top. And
yeah, I don't have the original one in front of me, but this seems very, very similar to the existing one. I wonder if maybe there's a new head or hair on there or something, too.
She has a different face sculpt. This one looks meaner, and the hair is a little bit different as well. But the rest of it is identical, and it's because, you know, with these exclusives, they just try to make minor changes to their existing tools. You know, I think the major difference is the paint of the outfit, but yeah, here she's gritting her teeth, she's trying to look mean. The other one, she's kind of like, hey, sailor. We're also getting a Storm. Now, this is available at Comic-Con. It's not called a Comic-Con exclusive, it's just called the limited edition Storm, and the regular Storm is in the black outfit, this Storm is in her white outfit.
Yeah, that one looks pretty cool. Seems to be a lot more contrast in this one, a little more eye-catching. Now, on the regular version, are her hands transparent like that? Because this one has some cool electric blue see-through hands going on.
Well, on the pictures I've seen, I don't have the original version yet, it's still not shipped to me, but it shows solid hands with blue lightning, and she has a blue swirl at the bottom. This one has a red swirl, but this one has interchangeable hands. So you can have translucent hands or solid hands coming out of her.
Well, that's pretty cool. You know what? It looks kind of cool with the regular hands on there, too.
I prefer the regular hands. I really do. And I like the white outfit. I like the black outfit, too, but I like the red swirl. It's different enough, and listen, I paid $800 for the White Phoenix SDCC exclusive Bishojo that retailed for $60. If you want one of these con exclusives, don't wait. Don't think about it. Don't go, maybe I'll get it aftermarket. Just get it.
He's right. Too many times we've done that and we quickly learned.
Yeah, especially when they announce an edition size, that Storm is going to be a 2,000 piece edition size, and X-23 is an 1,000 piece worldwide exclusive edition. So yeah, both of those are probably going to be blink and miss them and not going to be too easy to find down the line.
So I have them both ordered straight from Kodo, being delivered to my house. Now there is a third one, and this one's through AFX Collectibles or shopafx.com. It's going to be at their booth, and this is the Black Widow Bishojo that has a little bit of a different coloring to her, different hair color. And it's got the Hawkeye mask instead of the Daredevil mask beside her.
Oh, yeah. Sitting down there by the brick wall.
And this one, as of June 29th, if you're going to the con, you can pre-order this and at least have it secured for you to pick up there. And so that's at least a line you don't have to wait in. But after the show ends July 16th, if there are any left, then they will be put up at shopafx.com. It's nice to have all of these things ordered because, as we've already mentioned, the Hasbro line is where we have to spend our time. It's nice to know I can just saunter up to AFX's booth on Saturday and go, yeah, give me my stuff. AFX has a couple other Marvel exclusives. One I think is probably going to drive Jerry crazy with his timely review. They have an exclusive Captain Action variant with Capitano in Azione. It's the Italian Captain Action Captain America figure. It's like Captain America's shirt, but with a like hat and then a belt with a lightning bolt and boots with a lightning bolt on it.
It's so confusing. It's the Italian Captain America.
That is slightly off kilter.
Yeah, I mean, not being a fan of that line of stuff, it looks like Ken got into Captain America's outfit real quick there and is trying to run away.
He's role-playing.
He's very confused. Is this the wrong hat? What about this sword? Do I carry this sword or no?
What's with the sword or dagger? I think it's the dagger of Ajanti. It's $130 and serves to reinforce my happiness that I never just impulse bought a Captain Action at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also show pickup only or will be on AFX on July 13th. And in addition to the mini-mates we mentioned a couple shows ago, AFX also has an exclusive Avengers vs. X-Men mini-mates set. Again, show pickup or online after the con. And this has the Juggernaut, Colossus, and Hope, and Emma Frost, and Cyclops. It seems to be more the X-Men box set. I don't see too many Avengers represented here.
Yeah, that's all X-Men. What the heck?
Now, I do want to stress, especially with these mini-mates, some of these con exclusives do go down in price. Like, all the New York Comic-Con mini-mates I bought at New York and from AFX, they were AFX exclusives, they're still being discounted. Like, the Spider-Man and the Firefighter keep getting marked down. Sometimes the mini-mates do go cheaper after the fact, and sometimes they sell out and go for more after the fact. But, like, the Thor Stormbreaker set from last year's Comic-Con, that was heavily discounted on their site and is still readily available. So sometimes they overproduce on these mini-mates.
Yeah, you can take an educated guess at what exclusives are going to be around after the con. Seems like anything mini-mug is pretty easy to come by well after the con, so maybe plan accordingly if you're going to be carrying stuff home, because the mini-mugs usually take up a lot of space. But luckily, I don't think there are going to be any mini-mug exclusives this year.
They surprised us last year. We weren't expecting it till we showed up. I'm hoping for more mugs. They gave us some at New York Comic Con. I really think they're going to surprise us and maybe have an amazing Spider-Man mini mug set.
Yeah, you're right. It's always like 2 days before the con, especially the last two sets, that they've dropped that knowledge on us. So There's still hope.
But the mini mates, if the discounts are a long time coming and may or may not happen. If you want this set, get them. But if you're on the fence, this is one you may be able to play the long game on. Now, Gentle Giant also announced a bunch of exclusives this week. One that I think will be hard to find. Their mini busts continue, and they released first a Thanos mini bust. And this is limited to 500 pieces. And with Thanos being in the Avengers movie, I suspect this one might be one of the harder ones to get.
Yeah, not being a mini-bust guy myself, this one has somewhat caught my eye. You know, the Infinity Gauntlet looks pretty sweet. Looks like there's actual jewels on there.
Yeah, but here's what you got going for you guys as far as these. Everyone thought it was Hellboy.
But limited to 500, I think 500 people knew who this was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a sweet bust, but I'm also not a mini-bust guy. If you're in the Premier Guild with Gentle Giant, you can order these to be delivered to your house. And I did decide to pass on this just because I just don't want to open that door. I get the animal mini-busts and maybe a Maestro Hulk, but that I just prefer statues. And at $75, it's I think the price of mini-busts has gotten hefty.
Mm-hmm.
But then they put up another pre-order, and this one may seem weird to those who don't follow Blade. And really, why would you right now?
Most
it's
everybody.
Over.
Wesley's still in jail, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
But they came out with a Blade 2 Blu-ray set, and here's why I know this. We reviewed Blade for Now Playing last year, and I had to rely on some Canadian crap-ass Blu-rays that had no special features, bad transfer, bad audio, because Blade was not released on Blu-ray in the U.S. Well, Blade is written, and the third one is directed by David Goyer. That name sounds familiar? He also happens to be the writer of all three Nolan Batman films. And with the release of The Dark Knight Rises, I don't know if he capitalized on it or if somebody else is capitalizing on it, but they are finally releasing Blade with upgraded picture, all the bonus features, the alternate endings, the director's cuts on Blu-ray stateside.
Interesting.
They're kind of hard to find. Blade and Blade Trinity are both out, but really the only place I've been able to find them is Walmart ship to store. And you've got to make sure you're getting the ones that come with the Dark Knight money. Each one you buy, it comes with $10 off a Dark Knight ticket.
Huh.
The Blade 2, which was directed by Guillermo del Toro of Hellboy fame and Pan's Labyrinth, that one they hadn't announced. It's coming out in July. It's getting its, again, first Blu-ray release. Well, Gentle Giant's tying into that and coming out with a Blu-ray set that is the movie and a Reaper mini bust. And it's not in the style of their regular mini bust line. It's really unique. It's got this like stone monument look to it. It's got this really gross Reaper with all of his mouth all the way open.
And then some.
It's limited to 500 pieces. It's $100. I hemmed, I hawed, I bought it.
If you don't, who will?
Here's what broke me down. I'm not a mini bust guy, but I am a collector's edition Blu-ray guy. I have, like, the Ghost Rider with the motorcycle. I have, like, the Fantastic Four with the Silver Surfer statue. I have Spider-Man 3 with the Sandman statue. So I was just fighting with myself, does this go into the minibus side, which I don't buy, or does this go into the Blu-ray pack-in side, which I do buy?
And don't you collect the packaging anyway, thanks to Justin and Jerry?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I think that's more Jerry than me.
Mm. Yeah, it's more Jerry. Justin's an opener.
Partially. I mean, yes.
So I ordered that to be delivered to my house and limited to 500. Again, when it's limited to 500, you don't hesitate. You can always undo that purchase.
Undo, undo!
In the more weird items, Film Cells Limited has announced an item that, Justin, your art style may be able to explain to me because I don't get this. It's that Avengers promo art that was seen first, you know, all right, the Black Widow butt art.
Mm-hmm.
That's been so parodied. But it's 12-inch by 10-inch print on a curved surface of glass.
So it's roughly the size of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
One inch bigger. I don't get this.
Well, here's the thing. I've never seen anything like this before either, but the designer in me wants to think they're trying to do a couple things here. Make some pretty standard art a little more eye-catching by not having to frame it because it's curved. It'll stand on its own. And two, if you set it up someplace where the light is going to catch it, it might actually look like it's glowing or backlit, like a movie poster in the theater, like behind a light box.
But it's really tiny.
Yeah, that is the problem. It's, you're right, it's the size of a piece of paper, 12 by 10, a little bit bigger than a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $60 for that curved piece.
Who feels that the guy who decided to put this out kind of felt like Spinal Tap when they made their Stonehenge? And he got the inches and the feet wrong?
That's very funny because this exact art is available in a 6-foot by 10-foot banner at Entertainment Earth if you want it for your wall.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a cool idea, but I put it in that same category of like little smaller posters that I just don't need. Anything smaller than a piece of paper around that size, I got no need for it. I'm going to get a poster.
Yeah, that's a skip for me. Too expensive for something too small that I'd need a special lit cabinet to display well.
Or you can hang it up by your window and just let the sun do its job, but then I feel like it would fade eventually.
Yeah. It's exclusive. You have to keep it in with the Ark of the Covenant in that giant warehouse. Humidity controlled, temperature controlled, light controlled.
Wait, that's very limited, though. So if people are interested, it's only 50 pieces.
Yeah, it is very limited. So if you have this, you are one of the few who will not be me. Finally, the piece de resistance. Sideshow announced what Jason, who posts on our Facebook wall, figured out himself a long time ago. The Hot Toys exclusive is the Captain America from World War II.
Oh, yeah. I'm still on the, it's not the most iconic version of the character, so I'm probably going to skip it. But I can see why it's very tempting to the Hot Toy collector. It's a cool looking piece.
I kind of like him because he's like the movie cap and the old timey with the old timey shield. And I'm torn. I got to see it in person.
See, I'm looking at that jacket and I'm thinking if I look at it too closely, that jacket's going to snag me and I'm going to end up walking home with that cap.
It's kind of cool. And that's, I want to make sure it's cool in person. Does that make sense? I kind of like it, but I am not sure. I just really want to see it.
Have Hot Toys disappointed you before?
No, they haven't.
Now, this they've announced, it goes on pre-order July 3rd. So you know what I'm doing on July 3rd? Refresh, 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 refresh. But what they haven't said is if that's a pre-order for attendees or a pre-order for non-attendees. I'd prefer it to be non-attendees so I could have it shipped to my home. But I remember from last year, the non-attendee Iron Man was a crazy order, whereas the attendee version, you could have walked right up on the last day and gotten one.
Yeah, so yeah, they should probably get word out on how that's going to work, but I would assume it's the non-attendee pre-order like it was last time.
But last time what they did was the attendee pre-order was day one, the non-attendee pre-order was either one day or one week later, depending on the item.
That's right, because I was torn on how to try to go about doing it because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it to Comic-Con at that point. So I was like, how do I do this? Do I go for the attendee or the non-attendee?
And it turned out you could have just walked right up.
Exactly.
So I'm not too worried about them because of the walk-right-up factor. Sideshow isn't the type of place that has the lines that sell out of $200 items in a blink.
And they seem to have good control of their line.
Yeah, but I would like to get it pre-ordered and have that peace of mind, so all I have to worry about is Hasbro. And again, if you sign up to our Sales to Astonish newsletter, I'll be sending out a reminder on the mornings of these to tell you the time and to give you this very important phone number, 855-SIDESHOW, because when it came to the non-attendee Iron Man, that was how I got it, not their crashy website that was just getting hammered worldwide by people who wanted their hot toys.
It's smart. I mean, it took you a while to get through, but once you did, that was probably the best way to go about it.
It's what I'll be doing this time while refreshing the page.
Now that you've told everybody, you're going to have a much longer wait.
I know. It's the price I pay. And speaking of hot toys, I did go ahead and place a pre-order for one more since the last time we recorded. Black Widow went up for sale. And guys, I want to just say thank you for using the links on the Marvelicious Toys homepage or in our Sales to Astonish newsletter. We really appreciate it. It supports the show. If you order any Sideshow item, be it an exclusive or not, it helps the show. But I also get an email, and I've never gotten so many emails as I did the morning that the Black Widow went on sale, letting me know a lot of you, more of you, bought Black Widow than any other hot toy.
Interesting.
It was a good ass.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is a lot of people were looking at the pictures that Sideshow posted on Facebook and said the butt wasn't big enough.
Really?
Because ScarJo's kind of known for the butt. I mean, that's why there's that famous art that we're making the glass thing out of. Well, even Justin, when we were having a conversation, said, they shouldn't just use the true type body that they do. But it says right on Sideshow's page, newly developed true type body, highlighting her distinctive body shape.
And how?
So Sir Mix-a-Lot was one who used our affiliate link.
You know, I like that the zipper works on her bodysuit.
I wonder if that's the first thing that's going to be done for a number of people.
She has a pair of palms for holding pistols, a right palm for posing on waist.
I know we say it every time a new hot toy comes out, but man, the likeness on this thing is just incredible, especially on the close-up shots.
It's eerie. It is just eerie how well they've gotten her likeness down. And the hair.
The hair scares me, because that's real hair. If that gets mussed up at all, I don't know that you're ever going to get it to look that good again.
Yeah, that's why you take care of your hot toys and put them in glass geek boxes. But no, it looks great. I had no qualms about it. And I was actually really happy with the price. Hot toys have kind of gone over the $200 price point each. When this one I saw was $190, I, boom, Marjorie asked me if I only bought one.
I didn't know if there needed to be a clean version and a dirty version.
Oh. Well, you know, I bet you could find another head and make a Maria Hill out of the extra one.
Yeah, you could.
So the Avengers are almost fully assembled. Who are we still waiting for in the Hot Toys?
Hulk.
Hulk is the last holdout?
Hulk is the last holdout, except it looks like Iron Man Mark 7 will be next. We're getting a lot of leg shots of Iron Man.
And that one shouldn't be too difficult from the other parts. It's just the upper body that they're going to need to redo.
Well, they redid the legs a little bit, a little more silver and things. I think that's why they're teasing the legs, is because of the silver on it.
Uh-huh.
But there are also a lot of shots are coming out of that Amazing Spider-Man hot toy, so I think it's going to be right there, too. They seem to, every Friday, have a hot toy. Now, last week it was Joker 2.0, and I imagine that the Friday right before the show comes out, we're recording before it, will be Iron Man. But maybe Spider-Man to tie in with the release of the movie. I mean, it is Spider-Man week in New York, the week we're recording. But there's a couple more coming. Again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and follow the Sales to Astonish newsletter to find out when all these go up, like the people did when the premium format Hawkeye went on sale last week. Another sideshow item, 20 inches tall. The exclusive version comes with a special art print showing Hawkeye shooting the arrows that the sculpt was based on.
Which explains the overly vibrant colors that we were talking about last time. But yeah, this is still not my cup of tea. It's pretty sweet looking. Just, I don't know. Something about it's just not doing it for me.
It's because it's Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Hawkeye in Avengers vs. X-Men has ditched this costume. They realized the movie Avengers is so big that now he wears an outfit a lot closer to what Jeremy Renner wore with the sunglasses. There's still some purple and blue in it. It still harkens back to this, but they've ditched the classic Hawkeye outfit. And I think that would be a more appealing thing than this with the big glasses to me. The other thing I don't like is I think the bow should be out backstretched and there should be arrows there ready to fire. Showing it after it fired with just like what looks like a piece of nylon in the bow as the drawstring is kind of lackluster.
Yeah, there should be some more anticipation in the sculpt rather than, hey, look what I just did.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I love the combination of soft goods and plastics. I love the muscle definition. It's just, if I'm going to get a premium format Marvel one, this isn't going to be my first.
Agreed. Not with those boots.
No. They're really 70s. They're really YMCA and Village People boots. And I know we're talking a lot about iPhone cases, and this always happens to me. I find the perfect iPhone case, and they come out with a new iPhone. So if you're not feeling cursed, you want to head to ashine.com. Actually, it's ashinekit.com. And they have two Spider-Man cases. They're actually really cool. They look like they got some relief on them. There's a really good red one and a really good black one. And they're not bad. They're $29.99. I think they're pretty cool.
So are you the iPhone cooler, Marjorie?
No, I'm not the iPhone cooler. I know I'm not the only one it happens to. It just seems once I find the perfect case, because it always takes a year or two for the good iPhone cases to come out. It's like the patents lapse or something. And as soon as I find the great ones, they come out with a new iPhone and all of my cases are obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm in the market for a new iPhone, so I was going to say maybe hurry up and buy one of these and they'll announce the iPhone 5 for us.
No.
See if you have the power, just as a test.
You think I'm getting it by osmosis?
Maybe.
Maybe it's an STD.
Oh. Maybe it's a CTD. Collecting transmitted disease.
I've got the completionism real bad.
All right, well, before Marjorie does cool the entire iPhone market globally, let's check.
This just in. News from the web!
So now that I have all my Avengers assembled on my helicarrier, I'm kind of feeling the need for a Joss Whedon to bark orders at them from offset.
Well, you might be in luck.
Morgan Spurlock's Comic-Con DVD, which I have the book of because I'm in that book. My back, you know, group shot. I'm not, like, interviewed or anything.
Well, it makes you feel better. You did get to meet Morgan Spurlock, though?
Yeah, that year I took a picture of him while waiting in line at the Hasbro booth to get Galactus, of all things. But his DVD's coming out, and depending where you buy it, you get different minifigures. If you order from AFX, there's a Stan Lee minifigure as well as Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool News. And if you go to the Toys R Us one, there is a Joss Whedon, and it comes with a Morgan Spurlock.
Now, these aren't your standard action figures. These are more like little statues, you know, so don't think you're getting an articulated Morgan Spurlock or Joss Whedon, you know.
No, and they are only a couple inches tall. They would not be to scale unless Joss is a very tiny man.
He is kind of short, I hear.
Morgan is very tall, though. He towered over me, so he would not be to scale with the other figures. But if you did want this DVD, you might want to think about where to get the best figures. If you're a completionist and order this DVD from multiple locations, let us know, and I hope you really love that movie. I've heard mixed things.
Well, speaking of Comic-Con, we had been guessing previously on some of the Hasbro exclusive what their costs are going to be. And now we finally have a little confirmation because they sent out some information for us. So the first one that we were was the Marvel Universe Masters of Evil team pack. And that's the one with the translucent radioactive man. And we were saying, I think we thought it'd be about $35. Well, it's actually gonna be a little cheaper than that. It's only $29, $29.99. So that might be an opener and one to keep in box at that price for me.
I think I could do probably that, although I think all my money is going for the S.H.I.E.L.D. Super Helicarrier at $130 apiece.
I realize I shouldn't have told you that you could probably join them together and make a hella big helicarrier.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably spending $400 easy.
I'm a little surprised at that price. I mean, it's not out of line for con exclusive price, but based on the retail version's price, you know, is it really worth double the retail version?
That's hurting that price, I gotta say.
It is a little high. I was shocked when I read this when I already put it down because I really thought it'd be $89.99.
That's what the previous Masterworks ones had been, were more in the $80 range. I did not expect it to be over 100 at all. And you say it comes pre-assembled. I was also hoping it would be in the same size box as the previous Masterworks ones, which it cannot be assembled.
No. And this one comes in a window box, so you can see the entire thing put together in the box. So we're going to be bumping into people the whole damn con carrying two and three of these 4 foot long boxes.
No, you won't. They're going to sell out the first 2 days.
Yeah, they will. Maybe, I don't know, at $130.
I thought that last year about the Death Star set.
Yeah, that went right away. But I think the first thing that's going to sell out is going to be the Marvel Legends Uncanny X-Force pack. That's that three pack with Archangel, Wolverine, and Psylocke for $49.99. That seems to be just about the right price, you know, about a $5 surcharge for the extra special packaging. But, you know, at $15 a piece at retail, that's a good price. I can see myself picking up a couple of those to keep one package too.
I probably will as well, because again, if you're on the fence, you do it now. But we're going to be seeing all this and more at Comic-Con. Our next show, can you believe it, Justin? Our next show is going to be live from Comic-Con again.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right, does it?
It really doesn't.
And if you like Star Wars, Justin, Marjorie, and I are actually going to be at the Star Wars Fan Breakfast. You can find the details. We'll link to it from Marvelicioustoys.com. It's for Star Wars fans, but anybody can come. And it is 7:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Friday is typically Star Wars Day at San Diego Comic-Con. It's at the Edgewater Grill. There's no cost to attend. Just pay for what you eat off the menu. Prizes, Star Wars fans, Marjorie, Justin, Barrett, and I will all be there, and some others.
Yeah, good food, nice view of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Come say hi.
And we're probably going to see a lot of Comic-Con. There are so many things coming up. There's a Spider-Man 3-pack Kmart exclusive with Anti-Venom in it. A Toys R Us exclusive 4-pack of Spider-Man coming up with Doc Ock and Venom. Possibly a Marvel Universe X-Men 6-pack that's been leaked. Marvel announced Moonstar was coming in Wave 3 of Legends. Hopefully we'll see that whole wave. Sideshow's showing off a legendary scale Doctor Doom figure at 1/2 size, so a little creepy person in a suit of armor. They also got a Catwoman, so a half-sized person in tight leather, kind of freaky.
That is weird.
They're teasing some kind of Galactus. Is it a premium format? They've already done a legendary scale bust, but this has a full body, maybe a statue. I'm sure they're going to be showing that off at Comic-Con. Kotobukiya with their new X-Force Wolverine statue, and Diamond Select, they said, coming in January is a Barbarian Hulk. We're going to be talking about all that when we see it in person at the con. So we will be back in mid-July. If you're at Comic-Con, come up, say hi, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. We're giving away Marvelicious shirts at the con through Twitter.
Woohoo!
We're going to be all over the place. We're going to have buttons if you see us. Even if we're not giving away shirts at that moment, say hi, get a Marvelicious button, and come out to the Star Wars fan breakfast, and we just hope to see you there.
Yeah, come say hi and give Marjorie a break from having to carry all of our helicarriers around.
I would like that, although your wife's coming, so maybe I'll have another mule to talk to and carry stuff with.
There you go.
Pretty bad.
So until next time, true collectors,
make mine
Marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds, as well as product reviews, on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
This is actually very apropos. I googled gonk. Gonk in the Urban Dictionary. Any high-tech device that should make your life easier, but in effect has the opposite effect. I would show you an AVI movie in this PowerPoint presentation, but I can't get the gonk to work. Second definition, a person who is stupid, a general insult. Of course, number three, a gonk is a very stupid ditzy girl that may or may not be a huge slut as well.
May or may not be.
So it really doesn't matter.
Doesn't have to be, but she could be.
I went to the bars last night and all I saw were gonks.
Where they run around going, gonk, gonk, gonk.
Oh, and it's a dirty term for something if you're Scottish.
What? Oh.
Are you handing out gonks?
I'm not.
Look at where Bazonkazonks has taken us. We have gone down the rabbit hole, and we're talking about...
That's okay. Earlier, I was telling Justin how it's like Christmas every day here. Oh, a box! I wonder what it could be!
Somebody sent me a box and didn't tell me, and then sent me a text. Did you get the box? You sent a box? I haven't opened boxes this week yet. I did also get a helicarrier, and I decaled that up. That took another hour of decaling.
Oh, Quinjet. You said helicarrier.
I did get a helicarrier to put on here, and that took another...
You're going to put a helicarrier on a helicarrier?
I like it's my helicarrier sandwiches.
Yeah, it's going to be stacked.
Take three.
Anything else hands down? Because it's a freaking Quinjet. It's a freaking helicarrier. I always thought the phone with Mythstar I'm Cindy Brady now talking about potato heads. It comes with the usual hot show detail.
Hot toy.
Hot. Hold on.
I love the venom in your voice for Harry Knowles.
That site is just so poorly designed. I don't care what information is on it. I can't read that font.
Marvelicious Toys Action Figure Theater presents Freeing a Comrade, starring Spider-Man, the Spectacular Spider-Man, the Scarlet Spider, Spider-Man 2099, the Black Costume Spider-Man, and introducing Cosmic Spider-Man. Hey guys, look! Cosmic Spider-Man is trapped in this blister card! Well, we've got to rescue him! Alright guys, everybody get a corner. Let's rip this thing. Alright, take it easy. Take it easy. He's been in this sleep for 15 years. Come on, lift him up. Lift him up. Black Spidey, what's the matter? This other guy, I don't trust him. Well, that's the symbiotic Spider-Man. He becomes you. No! Alright, now that we're all together, look! We all have the same body, the same hands, the same legs! Hey, Spider-Man 2099, what happened to you? I don't know, my fingers are all pointy. I can't make a cool thwip like you guys do. Alright, will you just stand in the back? Okay. But, as the Spider-Men were celebrating the victory of freeing Cosmic Spider-Man, symbiotic Spider-Man arose. Brains. Guys, let's get out of here! And thank you. That's been our episode of Freeing a Comrade, produced by Marvelicious Toys. See you next time, true believers.